I welcome you again, those watching in the nations of the world.
Penuhun keseraya kanggo pemirsa nyaksian di sakulah dunia.
Thank you for your interest in this video curriculum.
Penuhun karena minat saderek karena kurikulum ngalangkungan video ieu.
I especially thank you for your interest in this topic of church planting by teams.
Na topik ngenaan malah gereja ku tim.
I pray that God will cause this lesson to bear fruit in your lives and in your churches.
Ada abdi supaya Gusti ngadamel pelajaran ieu ngasilkeun buah tina hirup sareng gereja saderek.
Let's go directly to our topic today.
Mangga urang teras bae kana topik dinten ieu.
I'd like to share on the subject of the local church as a ministry training center.
Abdi hayang ngabagi ngeunaan pokok tina gereja setempat salaku pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
First, let's look at the Bible basis for the church as a ministry training center.
Pengawitan urang ningali dasar Alkitab kanggo gereja salaku pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
Before we look in the Bible, let me make one
point. Katanya ningali tina Alkitab, ijinan abdi nganyatakeun hiji perkara.
The New Testament makes no mention of seminaries or Bible colleges.
Dan jadi enggak untuk nyinggang ngenaan seminari atau napi sekolah Alkitab.
Those are good things.
Nah, eta perkara nu sae.
However, the ministry training in, recorded in the Bible is done in the local churches.
Namun pelatihan pelayanan dicatat di Alkitab dilakukan di gereja setempat.
And church leaders, I want to encourage you today.
Sareng para pemimpin gereja, abdi hoyong ngadorong saderek dinten ieu.
You don't need to send your people away for training.
Saderek henteu perlu ngutus jemaah kanggo pelatihan.
You can train people in your church for the work of the ministry.
Saderek tiasa ngelatih jemaah di gereja kumarki eta padamelan pelayanan.
Let's turn to Acts chapter 13 verse 1.
Mangga urang ningali carisan padamelan rasul-rasul pasal 13 ayat 1.
Acts 13:1 says, "In the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers."
Terus pada malam Rasul pasal 13 ayat 1 sawarna, harita di jemaah Antiochia aya sawatara nabi jeung guru-guru agama.
Notice where the prophets and teachers were.
Ratuskan di mana para nabi sareng pengajar aya.
They were in the church.
Aranjeunna aya di gereja.
The Bible teachers were in the church.
Pengajar Alkitab aya di gereja.
I'm a Bible teacher.
Abdi saurang guru Alkitab.
I have taught in Bible college.
Ulang di sekolah Alkitab.
But the Bible college was part of the local church.
Among sekolah Alkitab bagian tina gereja setempat.
You don't need a full Bible college.
Teperyogi sekolah Alkitab nu lengkap.
But your church is capable of training people for the ministry.
Gereja saderek mampu ngalakukan pelatihan kanggo pelayanan.
Turn with me please to Acts chapter 19 verses 9 and 10.
Berarti ngai sasarengan carisan pendamelan rasul-rasul pasal 18 ayat 8 sareng 10.
Remember, we're looking at the biblical basis for local church ministry training.
Imut urang ningali kana dasar Alkitabiah kanggo pelatihan pelayanan gereja.
The Apostle Paul was a primary mover in the founding of the Ephesian church.
Rasul Paulus teh nu ngagerakeun utama tina ngadegkeun gereja Efesus.
Let's read now Acts 19 verses 9 and 10.
Rangawas pacarasan pada malam rasul-rasul pasal 18 ayat 8 sareng 10.
But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus.
Untuk biasa dionget-onget, batan benang diyakinkan anggur ngagegoreng jalan pangeran harapan umum. Ku Paulus dulu ditinggalkan, tapi anu jaradi murid mah ku anjena dipisahkan di anu karitu aranjena pedah di ngawurukna ka gedong kuliah Tyrannus.
Verse 10 says this went on for 2 years.
Ayat 10 saurna, kitu bae satrasna menang 2 tahun.
What Paul did here was the equivalent of conducting a 2-year Bible college.
Naon dilakukan Paulus di dieu sajalan sareng nempuh pengajaran 2 tahun di sekolah Alkitab.
But notice the context in which the Bible school and training were conducted.
Namong perhatosan konteks di mana sekolah sareng pelatihan Alkitab dilaksanakeun.
It was in the local Ephesian church.
Eta aya di gereja setempat Efesus.
Turn please to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
Ayatnya tinggal 2 Timotius 2 ayat 2.
Timothy was Paul's spiritual son.
Matius itu anak rohani Paulus.
Paul had imparted truth to him and raised him up in the things of the Lord.
Para Paulus parantos ngalakukeun bebenaran ka anjeunna sareng ngawangunna di lebet Gusti.
Paul had left Timothy in charge of the church in Ephesus.
Paulus ngantun ke Timotius kanggo mimpin gereja di Efesus.
The Bible doesn't say, but usually it's considered that he was the pastor of the local church.
Alkitab menyinggung namung biasana dianggap pian anjeunna teh gembala di gereja setempat.
Let's read 2 Timothy 2 verse 2.
2 Timotius pasal 2 ayat 2.
And the things you, Timothy, have heard of me, Paul, the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others.
Pangandika anu ku hidup kadenge ti bapa waktu dikotbahkeun ku jalmaria, ku hidup ku diajarkeun ka jama-jama anu kira-kira baris pisaeun deui ngajarkeun ka nu sejen.
You see the transmission of truth from Paul to Timothy, Timothy to other faithful people transmitting it on.
Rek ningali nyebarna bebeneran ti Paulus ka Timotius, Timotius ka jami satya sanesna, nu satya nyebarkeun deui kana sanes.
Again, where did this happen?
Deui di mana perkara ieu kacantenana?
In the church at Ephesus.
Di lebet gereja di Efesus.
So I believe there's abundant evidence that biblical ministry training can and should be in the local church.
And then, sir, buktosna umpami pelatihan-pelayanan Alkitabiah tiasa sakadana dilaksanakan di gereja setempat.
But now some practical reasons for ministry training in the local church.
Paparaha alasan praktis kanggo pelatihan pelayanan di gereja setempat.
If we send our best young people away from the church for training, we lose their gifts in the local church.
Dan orang ngutus kaum muda kanggo pelatihan, orang kaya jalan karunia aranjeunna di gereja setempat.
On the other hand, if we train them in the local church, then their strength remains and gives to the local church.
Langsung umpami orang ngalatih aranjeunna di gereja setempat, pasti kakiatan aranjeunna tetap sareng dipastikeun ka gerejana.
There's another important reason for training our ministers in the local church.
Aya alasan sanes nu penting kanggo pelatihan pelayanan di gereja setempat.
Really only in the church can they receive pastoral oversight as they're learning.
Terus mong di lebet gereja aranjeunna tiasa nampi pemahaman pangampalaan samentawis diajar.
And this is not generally true in central Bible colleges and seminaries.
Secara umum ieu henteu leres pusat sakola Alkitab sareng seminari.
Turn please to Ephesians chapter 4 verses 11 and 12.
Pangmuka tina Efesus pasal 4 ayat 11 sareng 12.
Ephesians 4:11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
Ayat 11 si Kurnia anu dipaparinkeun ti teh nyaeta aya jelema anu jadi pikeun rasul-rasul, aya dijadikeun nabi-nabi, juru-juru Injil, pamimpin-pamimpin jemaah, serta guru-guru jemaah.
The reason for that giving of these five is listed in verse 12.
Alasan masihan jabatan ieu nyaeta dina ayat 12.
To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
Percaya ka Allah supaya bisa ngalampahkeun kawajibanana anu geus dipaparin ku mantena jeung pikeun kajambaranna salira Kristus.
The churches have pastors, elders, evangelists.
Gereja-gereja ngagaduhan pamimpin, panatua sareng guru Injil.
Many churches have Bible teachers.
Guru Alkitab.
Some churches have apostles and prophets.
Rasul sareng nabi-nabi.
Those five ministries are called listed here: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher.
Lima pelayanan eta didaftar di dieu: rasul, nabi, guru Injil, pemimpin guru.
And it is their calling to train God's people for the work of the ministry.
Mangrupikeun panyaur ngalatih umat Gusti kanggo padamelan pelayanan.
Now remember, where do we find those people?
Imut di mana orang mendakan jalmi-jalmi eta?
In the churches.
Tempat gereja.
You recall we read in Acts 13, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Imut orang
awas dari pada Malah Rasul-Rasul pasal 13 di gereja di Antioquia ayah nabi sarang guru.
On the other hand, and I have been involved in Bible college for many years.
Di sana izinan abdi nyarios abdi parantos selami kelebet di sekolah Alkitab.
But usually Bible colleges and seminaries, the teachers are just Bible teachers.
Namun biasanya di sekolah Alkitab, selain seminari, guru namun guru Alkitab.
I appreciate Bible teachers.
Abdi ngahargan guru Alkitab.
Although I am a pastor of a church, I am primarily a Bible teacher.
Mohon, abdi seorang pemimpin di hiji gereja, secara khusus abdi seorang guru Alkitab.
And I have learned that I by myself cannot fully train the saints for the work of the ministry.
Abdi perantos diajar yen abdi mung nyalira tiasa sapinuna ngalatih jalmi suci kanggo padamelan pelayanan.
I need apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Abdi priyogi rasul-rasul, nabi, juru injil, pamimpin sareng guru.
I was blessed to be trained in a church that had all five of those ministries.
Untung pisan abdi tiasa dilatih di hiji gereja anu gaduh lima jabatan eta.
But it's not necessary to have all five to train people for the work of the ministry.
Tepenting gaduh lima jabatan eta ngalatih jalmi kanggo padamelan pelayanan.
Whatever ministers you have in your church, God will use them.
Layan Gusti naon nu di gaduhan di gereja Gusti baris nganggona.
Now here's another advantage to training ministry in the local church.
Aya manfaat sanes kanggo ngelatih pelayanan di gereja setempat.
In the church, they'll be exposed to the full array of Christian activities.
Di tempat gereja, aranjena baris terbuka kanggo susunan kegiatan Kristen.
They will participate in worship, preaching, teaching.
Ngandil dina penyembahan, khutbah, ngaguruan.
They'll be exposed to evangelism, follow-up ministry.
Buka ka penginjilan, pelayanan seterusna.
They'll be part of the ministry of the gifts of the Spirit.
Dan bagian pelayanan kurnia roh.
They'll be exposed to counseling in the local church.
Buka ka counseling di gereja setempat.
The church is the only place where they can get this valuable on-the-job training.
Gereja hanya tempat di mana aranya tiasa kenging perkara nu berharga ieu tina pelatihan padamelan.
The seminary is good.
Seminari eta sae.
The Bible college is good.
Sekolah kitab sae.
But apart from the local church, they cannot teach all those things.
Namun bami pisah di gereja setempat aranya moal tiasa ngaulang sadaya perkara ieu.
I can read about the gifts of the Spirit in the Bible.
Abdi tiasa ngaos ngenaan kurnia roh di Alkitab.
I can take a Bible college class on the gifts of the Spirit.
Tiasa ngiring kelas sekolah Alkitab ngenaan kurnia roh.
But I really have hands-on experience with those things in the local church.
Abdi ngalaman langsung perkara-perkara eta di gereja setempat.
Church leaders throughout the world, I want to encourage you.
Pamimpin-pamimpin gereja di sekolah dunia, abdi hoyong ngadorong saderek.
You may have a church of 50.
Panginten jumlah saderek mung 50.
You may have a church of 500.
Tenapi 500 jemaah.
Doesn't matter.
Tenanaun.
Your church can be a ministry training center.
Gereja saderek tiasa jantan pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
This is not a difficult task.
Yesanes tugas nu sesah.
It doesn't require lots of money.
Dan mayogen modal seueur.
It does not require big buildings.
Dong agreng.
Frankly, it doesn't require any buildings. Jesus did a great job without buildings. In many nations of the land, you don't have those resources available. But you have the resources that count. You have the Lord Jesus Christ. You have the gifts of God in your lives as church leaders. And you have hungry Christian people desiring to be raised up in ministry. That's all you need. You can do this out in the field. You can do this in a bamboo hut.
Saung.
Your church can become a ministry training center.
Gereja Saudara Ekklesia Jantan pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
The most important foundation for that is this.
Dasar nu penting kanggo ieu nyaeta.
Leaders of churches build a solid local church.
Pemimpin gereja ngawangun gereja setempat nu kiat.
All of this proceeds out of strong local churches.
Sedaya aturan ieu kaluar ti gereja setempat nu kiat.
What is a strong local church?
Naon gereja setempat nu kiat?
There may be many definitions of that.
Ngeten seueur batasan ngeunaan eta.
I want to offer two.
Tapi hayang ngabukakeun dua batasan.
I want to make it very simple.
Hareng ngajederhanakeunana.
This would be a church built upon Jesus.
Ngeten ieu hiji gereja nu diwangun di luhur Yesus.
And built upon the word of God.
Oge diwangun di luhureun pangandika Gusti.
Matthew 16 verse 18 please.
Matius 16 ayat 18.
The speaker is Jesus.
Dawuhan Yesus.
Matthew 16:18, Jesus says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
Matius 16 ayat 18. Ayeuna kami ngabejaan, maneh teh aya nyaeta Petrus, sarta dina batu karang ieu kami baris ngadegkeun jemaah kami anu moal kana ku genggaman maut.
The theologians have different ideas of what this all means.
Para ahli teologi ngagaduhan ide nu benten tina hartosna eta ayat.
But one thing is very plain.
Amang hiji perkara nu jelas pisan.
Jesus said, "I will build my church."
Yesus ngadawuh, "Kami baris ngadegkeun jemaah kami."
The Apostle Paul called Jesus the chief cornerstone.
Rasul Paulus nyebat Yesus batu karang rohani.
A healthy church is built firmly on Jesus Christ.
Gereja nu sehat diwangun di luhur Yesus Kristus.
And secondly, a good local church is built upon the word of God.
Kedua, gereja setempat nu sae diadekeun di luhureun pangandika Gusti.
Matthew chapter 7 please, verses 24 to 27.
Matius 7 ayat 24 dugi ka 27.
Matthew 7, beginning in verse 24.
Matius 7, dikawitan ku ayat 24.
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock.
Ayeuna saha nu ngaregepkeun omongan kami bieu, tur jeung ngamalkeunana, ku kami diumpamakeun hiji jelema nu bijaksana anu nyieun imah dina cadas.
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
Nabrek katinggang hujan, katumbrak banjir, jeung diamuk angin puyuh, imana tetep tageun, sabab ngalemahna dina cadas.
But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
Hari anu ngadengekeun omongan kami bari jeung henteu ngalampahkeunana mah ibarat jelema nu bodo katotoloyo anu ngadegkeun imahna di kekesik.
The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house and it fell with a great crash.
Maka tarajang hujan, kacaahan, katepak angin gede, imahna teh pasti runtuh, rusak, paburantak.
Build your church on two rocks.
Bangun gereja saudara di luhur dua batu karang.
Build it on Jesus the rock.
Bangun di luhur Yesus batu karang.
And build it on the word of the Lord as a second rock.
Luhur pangandika Gusti oge batu karang.
If you do this, you'll have strong churches.
Pamisarek ngalakukeun ieu saderek ngagaduhan gereja anu kiat.
I thank God for beautiful facilities like this.
Abdi muji syukur ka Gusti kanggo fasilitas nu endah sapertos ieu.
But you don't need that to build a good church.
Gerak henteu priyogi eta kanggo ngawangun hiji gereja anu sae.
The church I pastor in Oregon rents a building.
Gereja anu ka abdi dipimpin di Oregon nyewa hiji gedong.
We don't own a building.
Tegaduh gedong nyalira.
But I believe we have a good church.
Mong abdi percanten abdi ngagaduhan gereja anu sae.
We don't have a lot of money.
Teu seueur artos.
But God enabled us to send a pastor to the Philippines.
Eng Gusti ngamampukeun abdi sadaya kanggo ngutus saurang pamimpin ka Filipina.
You can do these things.
Adek biasa ngalukeun perkara-perkara ieu.
So the key is a solid local church.
Kuncina gereja setempat anu kukuh.
Now remember, we read in Ephesians 4:11 that God gave five ministries.
Ingat orang ngaos di Efesus pasal 4 ayat 11 di mana Gusti masihan 5 jabatan.
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers.
Rasul, nabi, pangmimpin, juru Injil, yang guru.
Their calling includes training the saints for the ministry.
Penyaruan jana ngaku pelatihan jalmi-jalmi suci kanggo pelayanan.
Church leaders, look in your churches.
Para pemimpin gereja, tinggal gereja sederek.
Almost certainly you have men in one or more of these ministries.
Pasti sadar kan kaduhan jalmi-jalmi dina hiji atanapi langkung pelayanan ieu.
Probably you have a pastor.
Mangita sadar kan kaduhan seorang pamimpin.
I know I'm speaking to many pastors today. Kita
menuju nyarios ka seueur pamimpin dinten ieu.
Very possibly you have an evangelist.
Sadar kan kaduhan juru Injil.
Perhaps one or two or five or a dozen Bible teachers.
Di 2, 5 atanapi salusin guru Alkitab.
And the other offices possibly also.
Enten jabatan nu sanes oge.
Remember, you have these men as ministry trainers.
Singimut seterek ngaduhan jalmi-jalmi nu salaku pelatih pelayanan.
As a Bible teacher, I am very conscious of this.
Laku guru Alkitab abdi sadar pisan karena perkara ieu.
My heart's desire is to train you for the work of the ministry.
Kayong mana abdi nyaeta ngalatih saderek kanggo padamelan pelayanan.
Not because I'm over you.
Anas kumargi abdi langkung ti saderek.
I'm just a servant.
Timbang saurang padega.
But if there is a gift in my life, I desire to use it for you.
Niat di hirup abdi, abdi gaduh niat pada nganggo kanggo saderek.
Why have I said that?
Kenapa abdi kedah nyaris kita?
Because you, I believe, have a desire to do the same thing.
Parik saderek abdi yakin ngagaduhan niat kanggo ngalakukan perkara nusami.
There may be the gift of God in your life as a shepherd.
Pangitan ayat kurnia Gusti nu hirup saderek salaku saurang pamimpin.
Or as a soul winner.
Tanapi saurang nu nginginkan jiwa.
As a counselor.
Konselor.
Or many, many other biblical ministries.
Dasar pelayanan Alkitabiah sanesna.
Use that to train other people.
Gunakan eta kanggo ngalatih nu sanes.
Now, I said before that we need all five ministries.
Sadayana yen urang maryogikeun sadaya 5 jabatan eta.
But let me say this. It is especially important to identify in your church Bible teachers.
Tetapi penting kanggo guru Alkitab dikenal gereja saderek.
In my experience, it's Bible teachers who have the gift to give comprehensive Bible instruction.
Ina pangalaman abdi, guru Alkitab anu ngagaduhan kurnia masihan perintah Alkitab secara lengkap.
As we say in English, A B C instruction.
Pertas nu ku urang disebut dina bahasa Inggris perintah A B C.
Line upon line, verse upon verse.
Garis ka garis, ayat ka ayat.
But again, the teachers cannot do it all by themselves.
Kali deui guru henteu tiasa ngalakukeun ieu nyalira.
Brother Benjamin is teaching about biblical elders.
Brother Benjamin ngawulang ngeunaan panatua Alkitabiah.
It's the elders who give that pastoral oversight to those you're training.
Eta panatua anu masihan pandangan ka pemimpinan ka anu dilatihna.
They watch for the souls of the people.
Ajage jiwa-jiwa jalmi eta.
They care about their callings and gifts.
Peratuskan panyaur sareng kurniana.
Search out your elders, young people.
Hilari panatua saderek nu anom.
Relate yourselves to these godly men who can help you.
Hubungan saderek sareng jalmi-jalmi saleh nu tiasa nulungan.
I'll say a word to the Bible students out there.
Abdi bade ngucapkeun kecap pelajaran nu ngadangukeun.
Get to know your leaders.
Kenal ka pamimpin-pamimpin saderek.
Love your leaders.
Ika asih anjeuna.
Come to them in humility.
Tapasor dongkap ka anjeuna.
They're your brothers.
Rajana teh saderek urang.
But God has given them assignments.
Ti parantos masihan tugas ka aranjeuna.
And in those assignments, the Bible says they are over you in the Lord.
Kawan Alkitab dina tugas eta aranjeuna langkung ti saderek dilebet Gusti.
Approach them and say, "Help me."
Kakatan aranjeuna sareng saurkeun bantos abdi.
I sense the calling of God in my life.
Abdi ngaraoskeun Gusti nyaur dina kahirupan abdi.
Encourage me.
Awudangkeun deui sumanget.
Teach me.
Ajar.
Show me the way to go.
Nunjukkeun jalan nu lempeng.
And elders, this is a very, this is a sacred task.
Para penetua ieu teh tugas anu pikasieuneun pisan.
The scripture in Hebrews says we must give account to God.
Di ayat basa Ibrani nyarios, urang kedah usaha sing sae pisan di payuneun Gusti.
Let's go on to another point now about why, how your church can become a ministry training center.
Pokok saterasna nyaeta ngeunaan kunaon kumaha gereja tiasa janten pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
Let me speak to those pastors and other ministers who are preaching the word of God.
Nyarios ka para pamimpin sareng padega sanesna anu ngadugikeun pangandika.
Teach your church the beautiful truth of what we call body ministry.
Ajarkan gereja sadaya kebenaran anu endah anu disebut pelayanan salira.
Here's what that means.
Ya hartosna.
We know that the church is the body of Christ.
Kurang terang yang gereja teh salira Kristus.
But in the natural, a body has different members.
Secara alami, salira ngagaduhan anggota nu benten.
And each member has different functions.
Masing-masing anggota gaduh kagunaan nu benten.
And every member is important.
Tiap anggota penting.
I'm very thankful for this hand.
Tapi muji syukur kanggo panangan ieu.
I could live without it.
Biasa hirup teu aya panangan.
But I'm more effective with it.
Namung langkung guna umpami aya panangan.
I could live without that foot.
Biasa hirup teu aya sampean.
But I can jog better with it.
Neng biasa lompat umpami aya sampean.
I could see without one eye.
Biasa ningali mung sebelah socah.
But I see better with two.
Namung langkung saya umpami duanana ningali.
Would you turn with me please to Romans chapter 12 verse 6.
Kita sadarak ngawas sesarengan di Roma 12 ayat kegenep.
Verse 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
Demi murah asina Allah, orang masing-masing pada-pada menang kurnia. Tapi henteu sarua, da bakat orang gebeda-beda. Kusap eta anu dipaparin bakat merep piwajang, gunakan eta bakat teh asal salalu jeung iman orang.
You see that phrase, different gifts.
Tarek ningali bagian eta kurnia nu benten.
Look also, please, in 1 Peter 4:10.
Petrus anu kahiji pasal 4 ayat 10.
Verse 10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others.
Iki anu katarima sing sahabaya kudu dipake keur silih tulungan, nandakan yang aranjeun teh jadi pengurus nuhade dina rupa-rupa berkah ti Allah.
It says faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Several important expressions in there. It says each one. Brother, you have gifts in your life. The sisters here, you have gifts in your life. But they vary one from another. Not one of you alike. Because God gives different gifts.
Mari Gusti masihan karunia nu benten.
Sometimes they look alike, like my two hands look alike.
Kadang-kadang katingannya sami seperti kedua panangan Sim Abdi.
But they're not alike.
Nain dua panangan eta benten.
With this hand, I throw a ball.
Kupanangan ieu Abdi meledokeun bal.
With this hand, I eat. Very important.
Kunu ieu Abdi tuang proyeki pisan.
We need one another.
Kurang silih proyogikeun.
This is the beautiful truth of, quote, body ministry.
Ieu tironan ngeunaan bebeneran nu endah pelayanan salira.
An unhealthy church is a church where the pastor does everything.
Hiji gereja nu teu sehat nyaeta umpami pamimpinna ngalakukeun sadayana.
Church leaders, pastors, I appeal to you.
Para pamimpin abdi nyuhunkeun ka saderek.
Let your people excel.
Antepkeun jemaah nu pinunjul.
When I used to train preachers in Bible college,
pasabdi ngalatih tukang khutbah di sekolah Alkitab,
I was very happy when they learned to preach better than me.
Abdi ngaras bagja waktu saranjana langkung sae ti abdi.
That did not threaten me.
Perkara eta henteu ngancam abdi.
That caused me to rejoice.
Milih malih nimbulkeun rasa gembira. Kunaon?
Because this world needs good preachers.
Margi dunya ieu maryogikeun tukang khotbah nu sae.
And I can't cover the world.
Abdi teu sae.
You can.
Sarek tiasa.
And pastors, you have people with you who can.
Pamimpin kadu jalmi nu sasarengan sareng saderek tiasa ngalakukeunana.
This humble brother in your church may go out and lead thousands to Jesus.
Saderek nu handap asor di gereja angkat sareng mimpin ribuan jalmi ka Yesus.
If you'll recognize that potential in him.
Pamimpin saderek terang bakat eta di anjeuna.
And her.
Sareng anjeuna.
God has given you people as a sacred trust.
Gusti parantos masihan ka saderek jalmi salaku percanten kapercantanan suci.
So preach body ministry to your church.
Dan khotbahkan pelayanan salira ka gereja saderek.
Tell your people you can make a difference.
Taurkeun ka jemaah saderek tiasa ngadamel nu benten.
You can do something significant for Jesus Christ.
Saderek tiasa ngalakukeun hiji hal nu penting kanggo Yesus Kristus.
Now, a few more practical suggestions.
Ada beberapa saran penting.
We've talked about preaching and teaching and eldering.
Orang perantau nyarikan ngenaan tukang khotbah, ngulang, sareng memimpin.
We've mentioned that you can get on-the-job training in the local church.
Orang perantau nyinggung yang saderek tiasa neraskan pelatihan di gereja setempat.
But remember we said before, you have to build people on the Word of God.
Nyebut naonu dibahas atacana saderek kedah ngabangun jalami dina pangadika Gusti.
So I want to encourage you to expand your Bible teaching ministry.
Abdi hoyong ngadorong saderek kanggo ngalegakeun pelayanan pengajaran Alkitab.
And again, this is very simple.
Kali deui ieu sederhana pisan.
Do what you can do.
Lakukeun naon nu tiasa dibidamel.
Don't try to do more than you can do.
Langsakeun langkung tibatan nu dibidamel ku saderek.
Let me give you a very easy suggestion.
Abdi masihan saran nu gampil.
Add a special Bible teaching night.
Tambihan sawengi kanggo pengajaran Alkitab.
Teach books of the Bible.
Urukan kitab-kitab dina Alkitab.
Teach themes and topics of the Bible.
Tema sareng topik Alkitab.
Build a strong foundation under your people with the Word of God.
Bangun dasar nukia dihandapkan jemaah sadareku pangadika Gusti.
Also, even smaller churches can begin a Bible school.
Alih gereja nu alit oge tiasa ngawitan hiji sakola Alkitab.
In 1972, we began a Bible college, a Bible school, we'll say, in Anchorage.
Tahun 1972, Abdi Saraya ngawitan sekolah Alkitab umpami di Anchorage.
We had about 200 people in the church.
Agaduhan 200 jamaah.
We started a daytime Bible school.
Kita tengah dinten.
People began to come.
Kami ngawitan dorongkap.
The first year we had 25 students.
Tahun ngawitan mung 20 murid.
The second year we had 50 students.
Tahun kedua 50 murid.
The next year we had 100 students.
Terus 100 murid.
The fourth year we had 300 students.
Terus tahun keempat ayat 300 murid.
There's a hunger in the heart of people for Bible training.
Ya hanang sareng lapar ina mana jelema kanggo pelatihan Alkitab.
This was done in the local church.
Jadi lakukan di gereja setempat.
We started with what we had.
Di saraya ngawitan kunaon nu jiga Tuhan.
Pastor Benjamin was our full-time pastor.
Pastor Benjamin pamimpin sapinuh waktu.
He began to teach.
Jadi ngawitan ngabulang.
The associate pastor came on full-time, began to teach.
Terencangan pamimpin masihan waktu sapinuna sareng ngawitan ngabulang.
I was working not in the church, but a regular secular job. I began to teach.
Abdi damel sanes di gereja, nanging di padamelan umum, abdi ngawitan ngabulang.
What we had was two full-time ministers.
Nyaeta dua badega Gusti sapinuh waktu.
Plus one myself who did not work on the church staff.
Hiji abdi nu henteu didamel janten staff gereja.
We started a full-time with three people, a full-time Bible college.
Kaitan ku sapinuh waktu, tilu jalmi sakola luhur Alkitab sapinuh waktu.
It didn't take a big building.
Sakola eta henteu mayogikeun gedong.
Just needed one classroom.
Mangparyoki hiji ruangan.
We had the Bible.
Agaduhan Alkitab.
Don't need a lot of expensive things.
Temerjukan barang-barang nu awis.
We just needed teachers.
Temerjukan guru-guru.
Students.
Murid.
And the Word of God.
Barang pangandika Gusti.
That costs very little. Temerjukan
biaya nu sakede kita.
You have in your churches gifted teachers.
Sadaya kagaduhan guru-guru di gereja.
They don't have to be, quote, on staff.
Temerjukan janten staff.
Let me suggest another way you could start a Bible school.
Abdi tiasa masihan saran cara sanes kanggo ngawitan hiji sakola Alkitab.
I'll use our schedule in America.
Abdi bade masihan jadwal abdi sadaya di Amerika.
Your weekly schedule may be different, but this will give you an idea.
Kenten sareng jadwal mingguan saderek, namung ieu tiasa masihan ide ka saderek.
Many churches could start a Bible school by doing this.
Gereja tiasa ngawitan kanggo hiji sekolah kitab ku ngalakukeun perkara ieu.
Friday night after work teach 3 classes.
Malam Jumaat saparantos didamel ulang 3 kelas.
Saturday morning teach 3 more classes.
Sabtu enjing 3 kelas deui.
In America most people are off on Saturday.
Di Amerika sebagian ageng libur dinten Sabtu.
But you can adjust that for what works in your nation.
Maka terbiasa menyesuaikan anak sarang keayaan negara saderek.
But you see, by doing this, we teach 6 Bible classes a week.
Kungalakukan iya, abi sadaya tiasa ngawulang genep kelas Alkitab dinam saminggu.
And your people don't even need to quit their jobs to go to school.
Jalmi-jalmi iya, untuk perjuangan liren tina pada melan.
And if you do this year after year,
kami ia dilakukan tahun ke tahun,
you will build up a church full of trained, ready people.
Saderek nuju ngawangun hiji gereja nu pinuh ku jalmi terlatih sareng siap sadia.
Now, some of you are medium and larger sized churches.
Nah, sabara di saderek gado ukuran gereja nu sedeng sareng alit.
I encourage you, start a full-time Bible school.
Sing adorong saderek kanggo ngawitan sakola kita tapi nuh waktu.
What we did in Alaska was this.
Ya, nu dilakukan di Alaska.
We started with 4 days a week.
Kawitan ku 4 dinten dina saminggu.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Senin, Selasa, Rabu, Kamis.
We taught 5 classes a day.
Ngawulang 5 kelas sadintenna.
I should add one of those classes was prayer and praise.
Tambah sa kelas kanggo panenda sareng pupujian.
Because we want to keep the spirit stirred up as well as learning the word.
Kumargi hoyong ngajaki roh tetep didamel sapatos diajar pangadika.
And I would say, brothers, every church of several hundred people or larger can do this.
Di setiap gereja anu jamaahna ratusan atawa napi langkung tiasa ngalukeun ieu.
Some churches can just add evening Bible school as well as daytime.
Tiasa sakola Alkitab bengi sami sapertos siang.
The whole point is use the resources in your church.
Pokok masalahna gunakeun sumber di gereja saderek.
Don't send your people away for training. You train them.
Takengeng ngutus jamaah kanggo pelatihan, saderek nu ngalatih aranjeunna.
Let me suggest now, as I begin to close today, a few additional resources for ministry training.
Masihan saran ayeuna dina akhir pelajaran dinten ieu sabaraha sumber tambahan kanggo pelatihan pelayanan.
And I recommend pastors evaluate these and just use those you feel comfortable with.
Abdi ngijinan pamimpin tingali sareng gunakeun aranjeunna anu saderek tiasa ngaraos tentrem.
One very effective method is videos, just as we're doing today.
Jadi cara nu gampil nyaeta ku video sami sareng nu dilakukeun dinten ieu.
I encourage you to secure a full copy of the international curriculum.
Abdi ngadorong saderek supados ngadamel seueur kurikulum nasional ieu.
Use this in your churches.
Gunakeun ieu di gereja saderek.
This is a wonderful tool.
Ieu sarana nu luar biasa.
You say, well, we don't have apostles or prophets.
Harus saderek, abdi henteu gaduh rasul sareng nabi.
You'll be exposed to some of these ministries on the video tapes.
Dipayunkeun kana sababaraha pelayanan tias di kaset video ieu.
You may say, well, we don't have an evangelist.
Pangitan harus saderek, abdi henteu gaduh juru injil.
Yes, you do.
Mohon saderek ngagaduhanana.
Brother Reinhard Bonnke's tapes.
Kaset Reinhard Bonnke.
So the Lord has made provision for you to hear from all 5 ministries.
Dan Gusti parantos ngadama pamaliaraan kanggo didangukeun ti 5 pelayanan.
Also, I encourage you use cassette tapes from reliable ministries.
Abdi oge ngadorong sarek nganggo kaset ieu di pelayanan nu tiasa dipercanten.
Those of you in the larger cities,
kota-kota nu langkung ageung,
take your students to seminars and conferences that you trust.
Kandak murid-murid ka seminar sareng konferensi nu ku saderek dipercanten.
Also, there's the field of what is called extension study.
Okay, lahan tina pelajaran tambahan.
Many good Bible colleges and seminaries put their classes on video cassette.
Seueur sakola luhur Alkitab anu sae sareng ngarekam kelas aranjeunna dina kaset video.
And they will allow you to take their classes by correspondence.
Aranjeunna pasti ngijinan kanggo nyandak kelas surat-suratan ka saderek.
I have personally benefited greatly by that method.
Secara pribadi, abdi untung pisan ku cara ieu.
The last thing I'd like to share today as we close is an intern pastor program.
Terakhir anu hoyong ku abdi bagikeun dina bahasan ieu nyaeta program pamimpin di Lebet.
Now, that thought may scare you.
Ayeuna imutan ieu matak sieun ka saderek.
You might say, oh, how could I start an intern pastor program?
Panginten ieu saur saderek, oh, kumaha abdi tiasa ngawitan program pamimpin di Lebet?
It's very simple.
Ieu sederhana pisan.
I read where Jesus, it says of Jesus in the Bible, he chose 12 so that they might be with him.
Abdi ngaos dina Alkitab ngenaan Yesus, milih 12 jalmi kanggo nyarengan anjeuna.
Your future ministers, allow them to be with you.
Pelayan Gusti di waktu kapayuna, sawios aranjeuna nyarengan sederek.
Pastor, if you're making a sick call, invite one of your students to come with you.
Pamimpin umi saderek ningali nu teu damang candak sareng murid kanggo nganyarengan.
It's that simple. That's a training program.
Ieu sederhana, ieu program latihan.
Pastor, if you're counseling somebody, invite a mature Bible student to sit in with you.
Pamimpin aya nu konseling candak saurang murid nu dewasa nyarengan.
Give them assignments as Jesus gave his disciples assignments.
Pasian aranjeuna tugas sapertos Yesus ka murid-muridna.
And then as Jesus did, follow up and see how they did.
Sami sareng Yesus talingakeun tingali naon anu ku aranjeuna dipidamel.
Here's a way you can do this very, very frequently.
Pasangna ya cara nu tiasa dilakukeun remen pisan.
Let's just say that half a dozen people come to Jesus in your service this week.
Pamina bae aya genep jami dongkap ka Yesus dina kebaktian minggu ieu.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Anes ieu matak heran.
What are you going to do with those people?
Anu bade dipidamel ka jalmi-jalmi.
Those six people are very important to Jesus.
Kap jalmi ieu penting pisan kanggo Yesus.
Jesus died for those people.
Yesus pupus kanggo aranjeuna.
As he did for us.
Pertos nu dilakuan kanggo urang.
Let me suggest this.
Yen abdi mesian saran ieu.
Take some of your Bible students and assign them to follow up.
Pasian tugas ka murid saderek kanggo teraskeun.
Pair them up with these new converts.
Pasangkeun sareng nu tobat enggal.
Ask them to spend time with them.
Perhaya waktos kangge sasarengan sareng nu tobat enggal.
Encourage them to do Bible study with them.
Dorong supados ngayakeun pamahaman Alkitab sasarengan.
And do you know what you've done here?
Sadek terang nu parantos ku sadek pidamel.
Without any expenditure of money, you have started an intern pastor program.
Tong ngaluarkeun artos sadek parantos ngawitan program kapamimpinan di Lebet.
Or intern evangelist or intern teacher.
Tanapi juru Injil sareng guru di Lebet.
The point is very simply this.
Pokona ieu sederhana.
The Church of the Lord has much work to do.
Gereja Gusti ngakaduhan seueur padamelan.
Find your hungry people.
Pendakan jalmi nu lapar sareng hanaang.
Give them legitimate important assignments.
Pasian tugas nu lebet di akal sareng penting.
Tell them this is how you do it.
Harukeun ka aranjeuna ieu teh cara ngaranjeuna ngalakukeunna.
As Jesus did, push him out the door to go do it.
Sapertos nu dilakukeun Yesus, dorong kaluar ke panto kanggo ngalakukeunnana.
And then check up on them and find out how they did.
Parios kayaan sareng upaya aranjeuna kumaha.
If they've made mistakes, help them to learn how to do it better.
Pamaya kalepatan didamel, enggal pasian terang supados tiasa langkung sae deui.
You can do these things in the local church.
Tiasa dilakukeun di gereja setempat.
God can use you, brothers, to train ministers.
Gusti tiasa nganggo saderek kanggo ngalatih pelayanan Gusti.
God has equipped you to train ministers in your local church.
Gusti parantos ngalengkepan saderek kanggo ngalatih pelayanan Gusti di gereja saderek.
Remember session 1 of this series.
Moce sing ngawitan tina seri ieu.
We talked about reproducing after your own kind.
Urang nyarioskeun ngeunaan ngalahirkeun anu sami sareng urang.
There are gifts of God in your lives, church leaders.
Aya karunia Gusti di hidup saderek para pamimpin gereja.
They're not to hold in and keep to yourself.
Aranjeuna sanes kanggo dicangcang sareng kanggo dirina sanyalira.
They're to reproduce in others.
Aranjeuna ngababarkeun nu sanes.
Remember what the Apostle Paul said, the things you've heard of me, you commit to faithfulness.
Ingat kan disaurkan Rasul Paulus pangadika anu hidup kadenge di Bapa waktu dikutbahkan ke jalma ria, hidup kudu ngadiajarkan ke jalma-jalma anu kira-kira peri.
What you have, brothers, pass it on.
Anu kasarek di kakadu salurkan.
Multiply it.
Lipat gandakan.
Multiply the word of God.
Lipat gandakan pangadika Gusti.
Multiply the number of converts.
Jumlah nu tobat enggal.
Multiply in your church disciples.
Murid-murid di gereja.
Just give them everything you have.
Pastikan bae naon bae anu sadaya gaduh.
That's all God asks of you.
Eta anu disuhunkeun ku Gusti.
He does not measure us according to what we don't have.
Anjeunna teu nganilai nu henteu urang gaduh.
But He requires we be good stewards of what we do have.
Among nuntut urang janten pangurus nu sae ka anu ku urang tigaduhan.
Brothers and sisters, let's reproduce ourselves in others.
Rek-rekna hayu urang ngababarkeun diri urang di nusanes.
So we've talked today about your church being a ministry training center.
Urang nyaros dinten ieu ngeunaan gereja janten pusat pelatihan pelayanan.
Churches of any size, you can do it.
Sadaya geus ngalakukeun henteu ningali ageung henteuna gereja eta.
Now, in our next video, we're going to go on to another very important topic.
Dina video ieu urang bade ngabahas topik nu penting pisan.
I want to share with you how you can counsel these people.
Abdi hayu ngabagikeun ka sadaya kumaha tiasa mamatahan jalmi sanes.
But here I mean a special kind of counseling.
Jadi maksud di dieu counseling khusus.
We're not talking about marriage and family counsel.
Tas counseling nikah sareng kulawarga.
That's good.
That's right.
But not our topic today. Ini
sanes topik urang dinten ieu.
We're talking about ministry training and church planting.
Urang nyarios ngeunaan pelatihan pelayanan sareng melak gereja.
So I encourage you to come to our next session.
Tentana abdi ngadorong sareng memperhatoskeun sesi salajengna.
Where I want to share how you church leaders can counsel your people concerning their callings.
Di mana sareng para pemimpin gereja tiasa mamatahan jemaah ngeunaan panyaur aranjeunna.
Most pastors that I know feel very inadequate in this area.
Dari pemimpin pendak sareng abdi nyarios henteu sanggem dina lahan ieu.
But I want to share with you something. I'm just a regular person, just like you. But when I learned how easy this is, it made a new person out of me. I want to share some very valuable insights with you next session. You can help your people determine who they are in God.
Sarek kesan ulungan cuma sarek mutuskan sah rancangan dilebet Gusti.
And you can help them to measure up to it and move into it.
Sarek kesan ulungan rancangan kanggo minuhan syarat sareng gerak ngahontalna.
God bless you in the nations of the world. We are very thankful that you've tuned in today. We love you very much and we want to see great fruit in your lives for Jesus Christ. We'll see you next session.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek di sakuliah dunia. Abdi sadaya muji syukur yang saderek parantos. Ngadangukeun pelajaran dinten ieu, abdi sadaya mikasih saderek, sareng hoyong ningali buahna dina kahirupan saderek nu luar biasa. Kanggo Gusti Yesus Kristus, urang pendak deui dina sesi salajengna.